You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. Now, there's 4 days to go to Budget 2026. And despite sustained price hikes across the economy, the government has said there won't be a repeat of one-off cost of living supports as we've seen in recent years. But with food and energy costs in particular continuing to spiral, pressure is building for additional measures to help struggling households. Well, we can get more on this now from our consumer affairs correspondent, Angus Cox, who joins us. And Angus, you might start by giving us some background as to how severe some of those price increases are and how are households managing to absorb them?
Well, Maggie, we started seeing spikes in costs virtually across the whole economy in 2022, and general inflation, it's leveled off more recently, but a lot of damage was done. Take energy, for example. Since 2021, electricity prices, they've shot up by 69%. Gas prices have more than doubled during that time. And they were already coming from a high base anyway. And energy prices, they are going to rise again soon because a number of the main suppliers have increased, have announced increases, and they are due to kick in this month. Then you have groceries. They're also much more expensive. Every household is feeling that. You have many of the staples, such as meat, have risen significantly. Beef, that's shot up by nearly a quarter in the past year. Milk, butter, cheese, they've all seen big double digit percentage increases too. Things like coffee and chocolate as well. And in recent budgets, there were one-off supports, notably the energy credits, to help offset some of these hikes. But as you note, the government is adamant this won't be happening next week.
And Angus, you've been speaking to with some people trying to manage those huge price increases.
That's right. The first person we're going to hear from is Naomi Connolly. Now, she's a lone parent of three children, two of whom have additional needs. And this perfect storm of higher energy and higher food prices, it's a big challenge for her family.
I would normally go to the butchers for meat and try and buy in bulk. But the packages that they do, they're like 4 for 20 and stuff, they've all increased in price. And then just a small basket of shopping is ending up being anywhere over 50-60 euro. When you do a full shop, and there might not even be cleaning products, you're spending well over 150 euro. I don't know where it's going, because it doesn't look like I've gotten a whole lot of stuff. But the energy prices then as well, coming into the winter, is the worry, because I have children that are school avoidant. When my children don't go to school, we're home all day, so that means heating on, lights on, my gas will be a lot higher. It would end up being 300-400 euro for 2 months. And that's what scares me, because I don't have the credits this year. So that will be tough. I can't work full time because of the situation with my children. So I don't earn a lot of money. So I am pretty dependent on state support as well.
Naomi Connolly there talking about the very real challenges facing many families. Now, the group representing lone parents, that's one family, is asking the government next week to include specific targeted measures to support this cohort. Karen Kiernan is chief executive of One Family.
What we're looking for in One Family is for the government to really target the child support payment for families who are reliant on social welfare, particularly for older children. For working lone parents, we need to see more people pulled into the working family payment and it made fairer for lone parents. As well then as the programme for government promise that people will also get fuel allowance. And look, childcare is an issue for every family, but if you're parenting on your own, it's absolutely critical, and there's huge problems with supply and cost.
And Angus, these exceptional price increases we've seen, they're impacting people right across the demographics. I mean, it's not just families.
They really are, Maggie. Obviously, everyone is feeling this to some extent, but some are hit harder than others. And some older people would fall into that category. One of them is Dennis Tyrrell. He's a retired postman from the Liberties in Dublin, where he's living now. He's living there on his own, renting a small house. And I visited him yesterday to learn a bit more about his situation.
I'm finding things difficult. The rent goes up every year, 2%, and although I am receiving HAP, I still pay a fair sum of money. My biggest fear is becoming homeless. Basically, you have to watch what money I spend. Go for a cup of coffee with friends, you know, you're probably looking at £20 or €20, you know, and I like going out with friends and that, but I have stopped going out for meals. I used to like going out for a meal once a week, and then, yeah, you know, you're going shopping and, you know, every week something's going up. Coming into the winter months now, you have the heating. And those houses that I live in can be very cold. weather like this, you wouldn't be going out that often. I don't find it hard to make ends meet, and I'm not short of money, but I will be, and that could be 2 or 3 years' time. You're working all your life and you get a little bit of pension and it's going on rent. And that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. It's going on heating, it's going on food.
That's the bottom line, as Dennis Tyrrell says, and it's the same for many, many people, as we've heard and we'll continue to hear over the next week. And I also got the thoughts, Maggie, of Alone on this. That's the group representing mainly older people. It points out that a quarter of older people living alone, they are at risk of poverty right now, but that this figure would double in the event of no cost of living supports. And Sean Moynihan is chief executive of Alone.
For older people dependent on the state budget, we need a large increase. Unfortunately, to keep track with inflation, it's €22. Obviously, we need energy credits, ultimately to combat the situation that so many people are in arrears. This is the targeting we need. Without the one-off measures last year, older people living alone, 45%, would have been at risk of poverty, and there's no reason to believe, without targeting and these levels of increases, that that won't be the level again next year.
So Angus, do we have much of a steer as to what the government is likely to do next week in terms of cost of living measures?
We have somewhat of an idea. So the government is clear there won't be a repeat of these one-off supports we've seen in recent years. We've outlined that. But the hints are that we may see a shift towards more permanent targeted measures instead that are getting to those who need it most urgently and are acutely affected. And that's exactly what those representing the most vulnerable groups want. But then we need to bear in mind that there are potential economic headwinds, not just Donald Trump and the trade, global trade tensions. Here domestically, the central bank, as well as the Fiscal Advisory Council, they've both been warning the government recently that they are the spending level or the outlined spending in the budget, it is too much given the current climate. So we could still see the overall budget package pared back next week. But as we both said here, and as clear from what we said this morning, with 4 days to go, there's still a lot of uncertainty.
There sure is. Consumer Affairs Correspondent Angus Cox, thank you. And of course, full coverage of Budget 2026 here on RT Radio 1 and across RTE News, I'm sure, for much of next week. The time now is just coming up to 19 minutes past 8.